There is a flash flood emergency unfolding in western Maryland. At least 200 people, including 150 kids, had to be evacuated by boat from an elementary school in Allegheny County. It took 15 rescue boat trips to rescue the entire student body and faculty at Western Port Elementary School after water started breaching the second floor of the school building. The elementary school is near Georges Creek, which runs into the Potomac River.
We live in basically a valley. It is a valley from Frostburg all the way down, and it lowers in elevation. So all the water basically comes from the majority of that side of the county down into Western Port, and it flows basically into the Potomac River. And then the Potomac River obviously flows all the way down to Washington and gets into the bay. Mm-hmm. And so with all the heavy rain, all the heavy water, coming over the banks of Georges Creek into the Potomac River, again, all the houses there on that low-lying area, all the businesses, the pizza shops, the subways, they're all directly impacted. And again, the school system sits in that low-lying area as well.
That's Jonathan Dayton, a spokesman for Potomac Fire Company Number 2, one of the departments that responded to the flooding. With us on the phone right now is Judy Hamilton, the mayor of Western Port, Maryland. Mayor Hamilton, thank you so much for coming on with us tonight.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. So can you describe to us some of the conditions that you're seeing in your community, some of the conditions you've seen throughout the day?
Yes, our main street is totally flooded. Mostly everybody that was willing to evacuate has been evacuated from there. Our Church Street, which is the street that leads down to our school, that continues to be fully flooded. And we are in the process, Maryland Avenue, we are evacuating it. Emergency personnel are evacuating it right now due to the risk of possible more water coming into town from the Savage River Dam.
We were hearing about those elementary schools being evacuated. Wow, that sounds like a really scary situation that happened there.
It really was. Our rescue personnel did a wonderful job getting the children out of there. A local church, previous church, opened up for us to take the children there. I checked in on them. All of the children have been picked up by their parents. We have about 3 left that parents are on their way now. So the children all are safe and were taken up to the church.
What was it that led to such severe flooding conditions? Was it that it rained all day nonstop, or did a lot of rain come down at once? Can you describe for us what you saw in your community as that storm system was continuing to move across today?
Our grounds are totally saturated from the last few days of some rain off and on, and then we received a lot of rain in a small amount of time. At one point, I was told we had 3 to 4 inches that came down in a very short period, and I think that's what caused the Georges Creek rivers to leave their banks.
How about damage in your community? Are you seeing damage, or do you think once this flood water recedes that everything is going to be okay, or what do you think about that?
No, we are our city building. We've lost all of our equipment in our garages. If you have all of our businesses on Main Street have taken water, the rescue squad, fire department, I've seen pictures. Those areas are very flooded at the moment. We're going to need a lot of help here in the town of Western Port to get back on our feet.
Any word of any injuries or anything like that?
No, there have been no reported injuries or deaths from the flooding.
We heard about cars floating in the streets and parking lots. Whenever that happens, obviously, that does mean there was a severe flash flood emergency. And our thoughts are with your community. Is there anything else you'd like to add just about the state response and the responders who were there with you today, helping especially those kids at the elementary schools?
Well, we appreciate the response that we've had from all of our local fire departments. They've all teamed together to assist the town and to help with the evacuations, and we appreciate that. Senator McKay, as well as Jim Heimbaugh, has reached out to us, and the governor's office has contacted me and will be assisting us as well.